when she's growing up at Christmas time, her mama gotta find something to give me for a present. And it's a little boy. Oh, he about this tall now. He the baby. Daddy, you know, all I got us a Christmas present. What we gonna do for a toddler? He said, why your money? Get tired of your money. You working. That's what he tell his dad. So I bought him something last year for Christmas. Wrapped all over together. I said, to the Smith family, Happy Christmas. I said, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's what I told him. Said the baby, said, ain't that thing real pretty? Said, yeah, said that. You brought it here, who going with me? Mama going. So I said, well, all I was in here, Mama going. Said, man, only the France and Moose, so I was the nicest person. All they gave me them signs the other day for a Christmas prayer. I had to get hold of them stuff. Said, that's the reason you want to hear them this morning. Yes, she gave to me eat for Christmas prayer. So he came along here and said, what did I? I says, I'm working on my sausage. What kind of sausage? I said, well, I done killed my hog, then my mom killed all my sausage. Mama bought a sausage from the store, we ain't got no hog to kill. I said, well, I killed my hog, and I'm not running up sausage, and I'm working on my sausage. What did you put in there? I said, black pepper, salt. I said, and red pepper and sage. She'll do better do it. She ain't say smell, so do better do it. I said, well, maybe if you be a good baby, I said, maybe I'll give you something for Christmas. I said, you can tell how to take it. Thank you, I hadn't given to him. He told me thank you for your gift. I said, okay. I said, but you have to give mother and dad and those them somehow. Okay. He got ready to go home. I fixed it in the package, put it in the paper sack and get to it. He said, I see you. I said, okay. Francis told me the other day, if you're getting out of school, are you getting some wear some back on your hand? I said, give me some switches ready. You ain't gonna do nothing with them. Tell me just a big one to bring him from town. Baby, man, back now, I said, okay. He went to town, he come down and rolled the paper sack just sweaty. I said, I'm gonna hold Kimpy again in that paper sack. I called him Kimpy. He come in here. On the day, I went out and chained the gate to get me. Come on, sit down in the chair. I says, who is this for? You? I brought you some candy. I grabbed and kissed him on the hand. I said, that's so sweet. I said, you brought all some candy. Yeah, you always give me some. It kind of happened. I said, he let me know. I'll give him all the time. He give me some too. I said, you're a wonderful baby. I said, I got a sweet baby. He looked around, see, he looked into the room, his bowl had been full of grapes and apples in there, you know, he looked, you didn't see him. He looked there and got ready to go out there. I said, well, Kenneth, I don't know how much to give you today. I said, take this apple home. Thank you, Arden. Out the gate, he went to the happy as he ate, so.
That's nice.
You know, my sister-in-law, I don't think she loves kids as well as I do. She said I run kids, but you know what? The girl I used to have raise a kid, used to have a trailer sitting right out on the land for that trip that year. I whoop the kids more than she do. You know, ain't hardly eating to come to school, they ain't wearing and call no one for. It's the way you treat a kid. Whoop a kid when they need and teach him and tell him when they need whoop and give him a good one. Now, mama didn't whoop me that often, but when she get to me, I had one. You don't need to beat a kid for everything you do. Teach him and tell him. And tell him what bad things is and how to shun things, how to treat people. And then what you gonna do, you give him a good time, he'd have it. Did you ever have men whipping in your life?
Well, I got burned up several times.
Well, you don't need men whipping me to get a good one. Now, I ain't never had men whipping. These whipping that guy was by fighting. And mama told me to do something, I did my best. She said, when I tell you to do something, I'll go out and have to do it. She said, did you gonna do it over and get a whooping on top of it? See, I know what that meant.